This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session. It's Dan to be right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being a major part of the conversation. You know, I don't know if some of you know. First of all, did you go vote? I mean, you're always screaming about government. We're screaming about what's going on. I know I shouldn't have jumped right in, but whatever. You're always screaming about the way things are running. Did you vote today? Because if you didn't, leave. Get in your car and go. Okay? You can catch me later or something. You know, we have podcasts. We have all kinds of ways you can get the show. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there, a lot you can do. And so, start doing it. You know what I mean? But hopefully you've already sat down, you've already chosen the people you're going to vote for, you've already decided you're going to vote, why you're going to vote the way you're going to vote. Hopefully we'll get some information as the night goes on. Feel free to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me know, you know, how it's going in your area. If there's been any, what we refer to as irregularities. In other words, cheating. Seriously. So, I don't know if some of you know this, or I don't know how much of this that you know. Robert Kennedy was killed 50 years ago today. And I was a young pup, just out of diapers, I think. Anyway. But I remember, you know, with John F. Kennedy being assassinated, Martin Luther King, it was a bad time. It was a 10 or 12 year period there. It was just terrible. And, you know, I remember my mother and my grandmother especially just bawling their eyes out over what was going on. Let's take a few minutes to listen to what was taking place on that day. Because I find this stuff really interesting. And one of the things I'm afraid of, and not that my listeners would do this, but part of what I'm afraid of is that you will forget what this was all about. You'll forget this, and you can't. You can never forget these things. Do you know what I'm saying? Don't let your kids forget, because we can get back to this.
A reporter for the Mutual Broadcasting System, Andy West, was in the hallway, the kitchen hallway in the Ambassador Hotel last night when Senator Kennedy was shot. He is perhaps the man who was closest to the senator when the shots were fired. Let's go back now to that hour last night. First, Senator Kennedy in victory, and then the voice of reporter West, as our cameras show the panic that gripped the scene.
It won't be an hour. I'm playing a whole hour, okay? I'm just playing a part of this. You really get a feel for what's going on.
So I thank all of you who made this possible this evening. All of the effort that you made, and all of the people whose names I haven't mentioned, but who did all of the work at the precinct level, who got out the vote, who did all of the effort, brought forth all of the effort that's required. I was a campaign manager 8 years ago. I know what a difference that kind of an effort and that kind of commitment makes. So I thank all of you. Those of you who are here. Mayor Yorty has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. So my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
You know, think about what was going on in this country at the time. I mean, these were young, energetic young men. Right? I mean, again, just think about what was happening. The kind of shape the country was in. So I'm not making fun here. I'm dead serious. And this was a big deal for the day. This was a big deal for the time. These guys were the hope. I don't want to say the last hope because that's not what I mean. But they definitely were a hope of these young people. Here's a young president, or a soon-to-be, potentially a very young president. You know, what a great thing for them. What a great hope. Hey, look, I saw the same angst, I think you did too, and the young people who lost Bernie. That was their guy too. And they took that away from them. It's terrible. Just terrible the way they treated those kids or these young people. Anyway. Think about this. 50 years ago, the quality wasn't that great. Video wasn't that great.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
No.
Is that possible? It could be. Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen? It is possible. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy. Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. And another man, a Kennedy campaign manager.
A violent time in this country. Hey, I'm John Basile, your host. Don't go far. Get a lot more talking about after the break. Give you a minute to catch your breath. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Ain't my time. We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Any comments, questions, suggestions on tonight's elections? I'd love to know how your elections are going. You can either send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Or, you know what, you can call in 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Put your message. We have a, what do you call that thing? Chat room on therealside.com. We also have a Facebook feed. So you got a gazillion ways you can actually make comment. As well you should. No, seriously. Because it just, again, if you don't get engaged, you don't get involved, give me an idea of what you're thinking. It helps tremendously. So we were talking about the fact that 50 years ago, and I know there's an election going on. We'll get to that. You know, some of the reports aren't in yet. California's the big one to watch because it's got the gorilla. It's got the gorilla primary, where you get as many votes as you possibly humanly can, and the two top vote getters, they're the ones that get to fight it out in the general election, which is crazy.
Jungle primary.
Yeah, I'm going to call it gorilla. I mean, think about it. You got to fight your way into that one. And let me tell you what the little sleazy balls are doing. You got guys like Gavin Newsom, who is supporting a Republican because he doesn't want to run against Villaraigosa. So he's got some money being funneled, he's got support being funneled, that kind of stuff, towards a Republican, so he doesn't have to deal with him, Villaraigosa, later on. I mean, I say this is politics at its finest, because this is how they play the game. And you know, it's really funny when I talk to other people about this. it blows their minds that it's played. Why would you think? I got to ask some of you a question. Why would you think that politics is a gentleman's sport? It is not. It's worse than that, than old-time wrestling. It's worse than what you got going on right now, you know, in all kinds of sports and events. What is a Walter Waite 2, whatever. They're animals. Cage fighting, right? I mean, that's what these guys should be, the way they play this game. No, it's a dirty and nasty and ugly business. So back to this. So the reporter who reported on this wrote that 50 years ago today said he awoke to a radio that was playing a famous recording from Mutual Broadcasting System reporter Andrew West, who was an eyewitness to Robert Kennedy's assassination at the Ambassador Hotel. Now, I want you to know that Robert Kennedy Jr. came out, I think it was today or a couple days ago, and he says he doesn't believe that Sirhan Sirhan is the one that shot his dad. Thinks it was a plot. I know some of you are laughing at me, going, "Oh no, it wasn't him." And you're going, "You're already starting." We'll do that some other day. How's that? So, you know, RFK had just won. You talk about primary night, right? I mean, he just won. And when you hear the announcer, now remember, this comes on the heels of Martin Luther King being killed. So can you imagine when you hear the announcer say Senator Kennedy has been shot? Is that possible? I mean, he's trying to figure this out himself. And there were two. There was Senator Kennedy and somebody, I guess, that was with him. So think about that as that went through. You're going through all that in there. People screaming, wanting to help. And somebody in the crowd yells, you know, "We don't want another Oswald." Think about that. That's how soon that was. That's how raw that pain was still. Moments before Kennedy was fatally shot by Sirhan Sirhan, Kennedy had said to the celebrating crowd at the Ambassador, "It's on to Chicago, and let's win there." See, then they didn't have to be afraid to go to Chicago. They didn't have that kind of violence there. That year, as in most years, the California primary was the last on the schedule, and the RFK was pointing towards the twilight struggle over delegates that would precede the national convention. It had been widely thought in the years since, with a special intensity on the myth that can neither be proved or disproved, that Kennedy had not been assassinated that night. He would have gone on to win the Democratic presidential nomination and then the presidency. Can you imagine? And then some people feel that he would have saved us from Vietnam. He would have not gone, well, he would have not stayed in, gone to, or dealt with Vietnam the same way others have. It might have been true. I don't know. But I want you to think about how ugly I mean, this is when we talk sometimes, you know, I love these guys that are taking a knee for all the oppression and all the bad things that we've done and how terrible we are as a country. And we've had some dark times. The 60s were not a happy time. But we, I don't want to say we dig out, because that doesn't sound good either. But we work our way through these things. We try to make it better. We try to do the right thing. Right? Now, this is what I always love. Now, you know how the left is. When it comes to Republicans and Republican integrity, right, you had, if you think about this, you had the left all over scandals throughout the country that Republicans were involved with, smelled like they were involved with, or whatever. Menendez, out of New Jersey, it looks like he's going to win the primary there. Now, you want to talk about a guy that is neck deep in scandals? He may be re-prosecuted. And basically, what it boils down to is Menendez. Yeah, you say that 15 times fast, right? But, you know, Menendez just went through a trial for not being, how do you want to say this? It wasn't extortion. It was not using money properly, you know, money in his campaign coffers. It was him getting rides on airplanes. I mean, we go through the whole list of stuff. But nobody seems to care. Right? Well, on the left, anyway. Nobody cares if this guy's been dirty for years. He's had all kinds of problems. I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot more after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
Perfect music to introduce elections across the country. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Now, look, get involved, right? You want to get engaged, you want to get involved. You really, truly have got to understand the process. And sometimes it means that you get with other people. Right? You find out what other people, how they think. How they arrived at their decisions. Because you can't sway them unless you have a clue. Don't you agree? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being totally engaged. I got so many of these stories to choose from. Now, here's the fun thing about all this. As much trouble as Menendez, I was talking about that in the last segment. As much trouble as Menendez has been in with the, you know, with the feds, been questioned for years on how he does business. His point structure doesn't move at all. I mean, they love this guy. He hasn't done much for them, but he loves this. They love this guy. And there's no hard evidence anywhere to show that Menendez is in any trouble whatsoever. And again, His trial was not a quiet one. They didn't try to sweep it under the rug. It wasn't like there was nothing there. So we all know, well, if you were paying attention at all, you know what the facts are. And you know how some of these guys, how much some of these guys got in trouble. Now, the other thing, the other thing I love very much is that you know that there was a rumor going that Melania's absence was because Trump beat her up. I don't know if you guys knew that. And I'm not making it up as I go. This is true. Some of the late night hosts, some of the CNN, I mean, this was going on all over the place. right? And media was speculating about her health and where she was at and what was wrong with her, and maybe the president had done something to her. He's the president of the United States. He could have her buried and never seen again. Are you serious? And when you have an operation, I don't know anything about the operation she had. I know it was some kind of tumor thing or something was removed from her kidney or what have you. And that could take weeks, whatever, to recover from. And some people make fun of her for being gone because, you know, she's not doing the job. She hates being at the White House. I mean, these people, they're so rabid that everything is something big, something major, right? Nothing is for what it is. The woman just needed time to recoup. Isn't that terrible? She needed time to get her strength back. That's just terrible. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I'm telling you, these stories are popping up all over the place. How about this one? This one should make you crazy. I hope this makes you crazy. I just had this conversation with somebody this morning about how bad this was, and parents need to start paying attention. Now, parents are fighting pornographic sex ed policy for grade schoolers. Did you hear me? Not high school. Because you're crazy if you don't think high school's already seen it. San Diego parents are disgusted over what they're calling pornographic lessons that are part of the school district's new state-mandated sex education program. It's bad. California Healthy Youth Act has been described as the most robust, comprehensive sexual health law in the country. Now, here's the problem. It's not sexual health. It's not reproductive health. At least that's what you and I like to think about, right? But that's not it at all. No, no, no. It's how to actually have sex safely. Or presume safely, but you don't have to worry about it, because if you don't have safe sex and you get pregnant, Planned Parenthood can fix that for you. And the reason they call it the most comprehensive and robust is, man, some of those pictures, some of the things that they were talking about made me blush. The materials they're teaching are graphic and pornographic and go well beyond the law, attorney Dean Broyles told the San Diego Tribune. Parents are shocked. Karen DeJargu told ABC San Diego, parents are appalled by this curriculum. The law states that the parents have the ultimate authority in impacting values to the children, not the schools. However, some of the curriculum, you can't opt out of because it's in health. Right? I mean, just nuts. The curriculum teaches sixth graders about sexual pleasure and promotes sexual exploitation. Like, you should be experimenting, you should be exploring, you should be thinking, how about this? How about we explore and experiment on what colors go together? How about we do that first, right? What do you think? What foods to eat, what foods not to eat, what to put in your mouth, what not to put in your mouth? I mean, shouldn't we go down that road first? I don't think you need to give kids more explicit content in order for them to make good choices. We just want it to be age-appropriate, one parent told ABC News. We don't think talking about oral, anal, and vaginal sex in the sixth grade is age-appropriate. Telling middle schools that you can use flavored condoms. Oh, that's always exciting. The outrage captured the attention of Franklin Graham, president of Billy Graham Evangelical Association. He said there's an agenda in California and every other state to target the minds and hearts of children. The agenda is to lure them into promiscuity, condition their mind to accept lifestyles that are against the teaching of God's word. Now, you can even take the God part out of that for the moment, even though I wouldn't. You know, pregnancies are on the rise. Why? Because we're pushing more and more of it. It's okay. It's natural. You can have sex at 7. Not a problem. You know, and if you really screw up and you're enjoying yourself, we've got ways to help you. Again, I go back to my old line. It's an old line, but it's real. We are like 47th in California. Like 47th of the country when it comes to academics. And what we're focused on is sexual activity. That's the big one. That's the one we have to deal with. That's the only thing we seem to be able to deal with. I get such a kick out of it. I mean, what are these? A bunch of sex-deprived young men that end up being old men up in Sacramento? What is their problem? What is this continual fascination with different ways of kids having learning how to have sex as they get younger? What is it? To make a way? Maybe they're trying to make their future sex lives for themselves up there in Sacramento. I don't know. I don't find this to be healthy. You've got parents screaming about this, and this is not a small number. It's a large number of parents. And I guarantee you that admin staff and those for people that are for this will call those people, you know, prudes and backwards and old-fashioned, and they just don't understand it. Using smutty language and imagery to taint the minds of elementary school children or any... And I saw these pictures a while back. I'm sorry, not interested. Is wrong, he wrote, teaching sixth graders about sexual pleasure and how to go to websites and learn to ask for consent in a sexy way. Why is that even something to teach to know how to do? Why does a sixth grader need to know how to jump on an app and figure out how to ask a young lady or another young man how to have, if they want to have sex in a roundabout way? How about you want to come over and help me with fractions? How about that? That would be much, much better, wouldn't it? Teaching sixth graders about sexual pleasure and how to go to websites to learn how to ask for consent in a sexy way is part of the curriculum. NBC News San Diego reported that some of the material meant for children was too racy to be shown on television. So this is what I love doing this from my school board. If you can't put it on TV, if you can't talk about it from the board, dais, then you shouldn't be teaching it to kids. Don't you think? The curriculum talks about things like, well, you'll have to come back and find out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And please get involved in the conversation. Get involved in the whole conversation. I do appreciate the time that you spent with us. And, you know, again, I got to tell you something. If you're not engaged and involved in knowing what's happening, this is the stuff that happens. You don't have to watch every little thing. Maybe you have some of the moms have this, what do they call it, the phone tree, where if something happens in the neighborhood, they all call each other, let each other know what's going on. You guys need to have, like, a liaison to the school board. You need to have a liaison to education, so you have a clue as to what's happening, and you can combat it if you need to. Right? I mean, seriously. Think about what's going on out there that you don't really find out till after it's done. And then you're in a world of hurt. I mean, not that you do it on purpose. And some of you, yeah, I get it. Please don't write me and tell me that you have a job and how tough it is. And you can't, look at, I'm not trying to be mean, but those kids didn't ask for you. You had those children. They didn't ask for you. And on top of that, they're depending on you to take care of them. They're depending on you to make sure they don't get stuck in this stuff. Your kids get enough garbage to worry about. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Anyhow. And this is a big problem, and it's becoming worse and worse and worse across the country. Because, you know, California sets the pace for some of these other states. I don't know why. Seriously. I just don't know why. It makes no sense to me. We can't even take care of our own. Okay? We are over budget, if you would. We can't live within our means. We can't take care of our own. We're overrun in our big cities by illegals. We're overrun by crime. They can't keep up with the maintenance. We can't get water to our farmers. We've even actually asked them. The guys that are growing stuff for us to eat, we've asked them to cut back on how they use water. I mean, at some point in time, you got to go, my God, these guys have lost their minds. Big time lost their minds. And I don't know how you fix it until we get really drastic and really change. And you're not going to do it. There's too many Democrats who think that they've got the right answer, and Republicans scare the crud out of them. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, in elementary school, how many of you out there, you might have been thinking it in the back of your head. I don't know. I don't know you. But how many of you can imagine your little fifth grader, sixth grader, in California, your grandson, granddaughter, niece, nephew, sitting in a room where a teacher is explaining how to pleasure yourself, where a teacher is explaining how you can have sex different ways, but make sure that you're safe and that you get the maximum pleasure. Doesn't that sound like, you know, little Johnny, little Sally, whatever, would be just right for all of that? Don't you think that's cool? Because, you know, one of the most trusted members of the community is a teacher, especially a high school teacher. So now these kids are in front of the teachers. The teachers are telling them that it's something that's 180 degrees from what their parents are telling them. They want to fit in the society. They want to fit in the community. What do you think they're going to do? The curriculum talks about things like self-pleasuring, so to have an adult cross that line and talk to children about pleasure is highly inappropriate, said some of the parents. However, not everyone is opposed to the graphic sex. Now, this is always, and again, I know they're going to say that I'm picking on them, but the San Diego LGBT community praised the curriculum. Why? See, this is, I would love to get them on the show, but they won't come on the show because they think I hate them. But why is it that the gay and lesbian, bisexual and transgender community are okay with all of this? I mean, do you think it makes your lifestyle more acceptable to others? You think that's what it's going to do? Because if you get these kids young enough and anything goes, then anything will go? You bring the angst on yourself. You bring the hard feelings to yourself by yourself. These are young kids. Okay? These are young kids. And you have no right to push your agenda, your lifestyle, your thought process, just like I, as a Christian, don't have a right to push those things. Look, you want them to experiment. Now, they may not be gay or lesbian, but you want them to experiment in those areas because they should be exposed to everything. Then I call you out as a hypocrite. Because if I try to expose them to Christ, if I try to expose them to God, you freak out. It's a terrible thing. So see, you call people like me a fascist yet, but you people are pushing your agenda. You're the only right way of doing things. You have the only way to make things happen. But yet, it's me pushing my agenda, right? You understand? and I know you, most of you don't care, because I've talked to you. And maybe I just get the hardcore ones, I don't know. But I know you don't care. Because you think they should be exposed to everything. Doesn't matter where we're at. Doesn't matter how old they are. None of that matters to you. So I think that the parents should be allowed to decide what their kids hear, see, don't hear, don't see. That's what I think. I think parents should decide who, where, what, and when it comes to what their kids are exposed to. No other adult should be telling your kids that your parents are wrong about something. I mean, unless it's flat-out hate, bullying and hate. And not by the standards of today, because they're whacked. But you got some kid in the hall, you know, saying, my dad says all blacks are this, all Asians are this, all Italians are this. And it's truly hateful language. Then, yeah, you could say something. But to look at a young person and say, hey, there is no, you know, there is no right or wrong when it comes to sexual exploration. Where you do it, who you do it with, how you do it. No, you should explore as much as possible. And here's how to make sure you get the maximum pleasure out of it. No teacher should step over those bounds. Not a one. Our kids need to be kids. You want to know? Look at, I don't even have a college degree. And that's why they'll make fun of me. But here's the deal. You've been pushing this agenda about, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll are just fine. And violence in schools is not on the uptick. It is out of control. Bullying is worse than it's ever been. People are getting pregnant at younger ages. You know, I'd like to say your plan is not working, but based on what I see and the fact that you won't even listen to reason, your plan is working fine. Because if you really think that, I would challenge anybody to come on the show and tell me that you really believe that a young girl having sex at, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15, getting pregnant, having an abortion is normal. It's part of growing up, and it won't affect her. Because then I would look at you and call you the hater of children. You know, it's not like it's an accident that happens. You sit around and promote this stuff. You sit around and talk about this stuff. You know who the yous are that I'm talking about. You sit around and talk about this stuff like it's normal for, you know, an 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old to be talking about this, to be thinking about this, to be dealing in these things. You know, let me tell you what. We were telling young people to stay away from this stuff. We were telling young people they didn't know about these things until they got older. We were telling them this forever, for years, for decades. You guys think you're so smart, you got it all together, now you're talking about it. Why are suicide rates up now and they weren't back in the 70s? Why are school shootings up now and they weren't back in the 70s? Why do we have less bullying in the 70s than we do now? See, if you've got it all right, if you've got it all figured out, then why are you making it worse? I've never understood that. You guys think you have it all together, you think you're so smart, you're so educated, you've educated yourselves out of common sense. And you won't deal with the true underlying issues. You keep promoting these lifestyles. You keep promoting these things. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. We'll have some numbers for you when we come back. Also, geez, you know, if it doesn't get bad enough, tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of D-Day. Not the 50th. The anniversary of D-Day. Oh, God. I'm Joe Vecino, your host. You'll see The Real Side. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.